Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. You don't think it's a great nation? Look at Russia. Which was considered to be the competitive world power to the United States. Certainly it was before the breakup of the Soviet Union. And now is still considered to be a huge power in Europe, and it's teetering on the verge of chaos. The leader of the Wagner group, a group of mercenaries, and again, it bothers me a little bit because part of what you've been hearing on cable news is the Wagner militia. A militia is a volunteer force. This isn't a volunteer force. This is a force made up largely of ex-convicts like its leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin. It's a force that came very close to expanding the violence that already existed between the Wagner group and the ongoing Russian army. It was just announced that President Putin is going to be speaking tonight to try to soothe the country. His rival, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader, though he isn't the founder is Dmitry Utkin, who gave the group the name the Wagner Group. And he did it because he was something of a neo-Nazi. And he was a fan of Richard Wagner, who was Hitler's favorite composer, of course. Hitler based a great deal of his mystical ideology on Wagner music dramas. And so this is a group that at least 25,000 well-armed men. And the idea that they are all going to now sign contracts that makes them part of the regular Russian army. Well, Prigozhin, who may be in Belarus, he may be in Russia, who knows where he is. We'll bring you up to date on everything. And to one of the experts who's been many times to Russia, knows the principal players here, Colonel Ralph Peters. Long time U.S. Military intelligence officer. But we will bring that to your attention, and we will also present some of what Prigozhin sounds like. He gave an 11-minute statement this morning, which is supposed to have changed the entire atmosphere. We will also be talking about a new poll that is producing all kinds of reaction. It shows that overwhelmingly Americans think our country is headed in the wrong direction. 74% of Americans think that we are headed in the wrong direction. Only 20% think we're going the right way. How can Joe Biden hope to win with numbers like that? How is it even possible? In fact, it is so overwhelming that there is a new commentary by folks at NBC about how Democrats are extremely overconfident about their winning, being basically their ideas. We beat Donald Trump before. And Joe Biden beat him in 2020, and so, of course, we can beat him again in 2024. There is an argument of why that logic is not correct and not accurate. Then there's also a question about supposedly Ron DeSantis has made his biggest blunder so far of the campaign season in New Hampshire. And talk about blunder. The Democrats, a whole bunch of attorneys general across the country, led by Keith Ellison of Minnesota, who was a former Democratic or candidate for Democratic national chair. They are now trying to put legal pressure on Target not to remove Pride merchandise from their shelves, despite threats of violence and boycotts and other questions. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. And then, of course, there are President Trump's two major speeches of the weekend, both of them very substantive speeches. He spoke for over 90 minutes at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Washington, D.C., at the Washington Hilton. And then he spoke in Oakland, Michigan, substantially last night. We will get to highlights and lowlights of those speeches. Speaking of lowlights of speeches, the one way to understand what's going on in Russia, which is obviously important because the United States is so deeply concerned, as is NATO, with defending the struggle for survival and for freedom by the nation of Ukraine, which even though it's not a member of NATO, it may be when this conflict is over. In any event, in a public speech, Prigozhin, Yevgeny Prigozhin, sounded like this. He was talking about posing in front of a field of dead bodies and really badly mutilated bodies. It's an extremely gruesome video, and he looks like some kind of zombie, and he's extraordinarily angry. Every third word is a beep. It would meaning effing in Russian. And he is personally blaming the top defense chiefs in Russia for the death of some of his men. And it's actually thousands of his men, with, again, 25,000 troops altogether who seem to be loyal to Prigozhin. And he sounded like this, cursing out Gerasimov, who is the chief of staff, and Shoigu, who is the defense minister. Listen, clip three.
Посмотрите на них, сука! И те, которые не дают нам боеприпасы, сука, будут в аду жрать их потроха,
Well, that just gives you a little bit of flavor. Part of what he does, and Joe Biden can be happy about this, is he castigates these two defense chiefs who are considered to be his enemies within the administration, castigates them for being geriatric, for being too old to hold the job. And they're just a couple of years older than Prigozhin himself. Prigozhin's background is unusual. He has recruited largely prisoners, giving them reduced sentences and paying them reasonably well to fight and to die for the Wagner Group. And he after he was released from prison, he actually started originally doing like food stands, portable food, and then a whole catering business, and he became known as Putin's caterer, actually preparing food for Putin, which, good news, it wasn't poisoned, which obviously is something that Mr. Prigozhin has to deal with right now. The New York Times reported Yevgeny Vladimirovich Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner mercenary group who mounted a brief uprising against Russia's military command over the weekend, broke a long period of silence today to deny once more that he had any real intention of seizing power with his planned march on Moscow. We went to demonstrate our protest and not to overthrow the government and the country, he said in an 11-minute stream of consciousness voice memo published on the messaging app Telegram. The statement renewed a sharp criticism of Russia's military leadership. We will get back to what this means to the United States, to the war in Ukraine, and to world peace. coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Putin has made a statement in the midst of the ongoing chaos in Russia. He apparently is giving a major speech tonight, which could signify a lengthy address. Certainly it will be a more formal address than what he has released just now. According to Sky News, Putin said in a statement, "The organizers of this rebellion cannot but understand they will be brought to justice. This is criminal activity which is aimed at weakening the country. He's speaking right now. This might be taped, a taped statement. It is unclear, and it is unclear whether this is going to preempt or just be a prelude to a bigger speech tonight. Mr. Prigozhin, this is, again, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group. He said that he was highly critical this morning, his 11-minute statement, of the Russian military leadership, both for what he claims was shabby treatment of his fighters and its incompetent handling of the invasion of Ukraine. Now, remember, there are Russians who have gone to jail for calling the army incompetent, for questioning the special military mission. They won't call it a war or even an invasion of Ukraine. Prigozhin said his protest, which was occasionally violent, he's claiming that there are 30 of his soldiers who were killed by the Russian army. So it's the beginning of a civil war. Prigozhin said the protest was aimed at a move by the Ministry of Defense to force his mercenaries to sign contracts with the government, which he said would have effectively halted Wagner's activities in Ukraine as of July 1st. The fighters, Prigozhin said, were planning to give up their heavy weapons to the Russian army until they were attacked from behind on Friday night, killing at least 30 Wagner soldiers. The New York Times says this is a claim for which there has been no independent evidence. On CNN, Matthew Chance, who was the senior international correspondent, was speaking with Dana Bash about what he considered to be very disturbing scenes from the Kremlin. Some people would consider, given who the Kremlin is, who the leaders of Russia are, that these scenes are actually encouraging and might be pointing us in a direction where this war, brutal, bloody, seemingly endless, does reach a satisfactory conclusion. This is Matthew Chance on CNN, clip 16.
I think what's interesting, though, is what comes next. And the images we're seeing on the scene, on the screen now, are from the southern Russian city of Rostov. It's got a population of more than a million people. And basically, Wagner took over that city virtually unopposed. And these are images of them leaving. But a lot of people from Rostov have come out and they're applauding Wagner. They're chanting Wagner, Wagner, Wagner. They're showing their support. And these will be very disturbing scenes from the Kremlin to see how actually popular this incursion, this rebellion, this attempted coup, as it's been described by some Russian officials, by Wagner and its leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, was amongst many parts of the population. Because his condemnation of the way the war has been conducted in Ukraine did definitely touch a popular nerve amongst ordinary Russians. They may not express it publicly normally, but this sort of rebellion caused people, at least in those areas, to come out and to show their sympathy for what he said he was trying to do. So a relief that the bloodshed was averted, but some anxiety too, Dana, about what comes next.
And there is a there's a piece which we will get to, which I think is a smart and analytic piece, that says Putin survives, this is in the Wall Street Journal, with permanent damage. So what kind of damage? John Kirby, the spokesman for the National Security Agency at the White House, spoke today when a reporter asked, okay, tell us what has been going on. How do we describe what just happened or is happening right now in Russia? This is clip 19. Listen.
What should we call what transpired over the weekend? Is it a mutiny, coup, or attempted coup, an armed rebellion?
We're not slapping a bumper sticker on it, Ed.
No bumper sticker. It appears, and again, there are a number of experts, one of them, Masha Gessen, who lived in Russia for most of her life, who have said that it's not impossible that Putin and Prigozhin kiss and make up. There's supposedly the agreement to avoid the Wagner group was marching on Moscow. It was as close to Moscow as Washington is to New York City, they were saying before, and it's about 125 miles. But in any event, they did not. They stopped their march on Moscow. And that was something of a relief. The Putin, in his statement this morning, said society has consolidated. He said he praised the patriotism of most Russian soldiers. Most Wagner fighters, he said, are also patriots, he said. Mr. Putin said the Wagner mutineers had a choice to join the Russian army or go to Belarus. Now, what does going to Belarus means? Alexander Lukashenko, who is the dictator of Belarus, who has long been a puppet, very much involved with Vladimir Putin, Lukashenko supposedly brokered this deal to have Prigozhin back down, and Prigozhin was going to get safety in Belarus. The one thing that people are saying is he has to be very careful of the tea that he drinks while he's in Belarus, and he should have a hotel room. And apparently, this is in fact the case. He has a hotel room with no windows because the habit of President Putin and his national security agencies to push political opponents out of windows has been very well established. According to a translation by the New York Times, the Russian leader said civic solidarity has shown that any blackmail attempts to create internal unrest are doomed to failure. The consolidation of the society of executive and legislative power at all levels was shown during the Wagner Group's failed rebellion, he said. Public and religious organizations took a firm, unequivocal position in support of the constitutional order. He added, in fact, the entire Russian society united and rallied everyone. Well, that's not exactly what they were reporting from CNN. We'll get to more to the reactions and the impact of all of this politically here in the United States coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
We gave Putin no excuse to blame this on the West or to blame this on NATO.
President Biden's comments from the White House, Biden adding that it's a struggle within the Russian system, the president adding that the national security team is continuing to assess the situation and it's too early to reach a conclusion about what's taking place. This as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claims that this past weekend's events show that Russian President Vladimir Putin has lost influence as a leader.
He's isolating himself. He's slow to make decisions. He's just not the same when you watch him.
Airport delays and cancellations are starting to stack up across the country after intense storms hit parts of the country. According to FlightAware, just over 1,200 flights into, within, or out of the United States have been canceled. Meantime, 3,300 flights have been delayed. Tim Berg, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the idea of Prigozhin speaking for that substantial body of Russians, not because he is such a likable character in his own right. He is someone, again, if you just look at some of the recent video that he has posted on the internet, it looks like a monster movie. I mean, first of all, it's shot in the dark, mostly. And again, he's released images of himself standing in front of piles of dead and mutilated bodies, which appear to be authentically dead and mutilated bodies, he says, of his Wagner Group soldiers. But the idea that he has put forward is questioning the value of the war. And again, no one knows exactly how many Russians have died so far in the war, but most estimates are about 200,000. The cost of this battle for the Russian nation has been much higher than the 10 years they spent fighting in Afghanistan and eventually pulled out and gave up. This is Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, who talked about Prigozhin, and part of his message to the people of Russia. This is clip 13.5.
Well, as you just indicated, Yevgeny Prigozhin has a footprint that goes from Africa to Syria to Ukraine. Do you have any idea where he is right now?
I can't get into what we know or don't know through intelligence. It's something that we're looking at and that we're tracking.
One of the things Prigozhin did was directly undermine the Russian military leadership. Do we know who is in charge of the Russian military right now? And how could Vladimir Putin agree to any changes in the leadership of his military and still look like he's in charge?
Now, those are great questions, and I think we'll get the answers in the days and weeks ahead. It's too soon to say with any certainty what the final chapter in this particular book is going to be. The rising storm of Prigozhin inside of Russia is something that many people have seen over months now. Direct challenges to the leadership, to the military leadership, powerful criticism of Russia's conduct of its aggression against Ukraine, and now questioning the very premises of the war. Prigozhin himself saying that Ukraine and NATO did not pose a threat to Russia, which has, right, as you know, been part of Putin's narrative. These create more cracks in the Russian facade.
Okay, and this is why, even though Putin apparently has survived this challenge, at least so far, he is, as they report in the Wall Street Journal, permanently damaged. The Senate Intelligence Committee chair, Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia, spoke on MSNBC and talked about reports that the Wagner Group leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, has sought refuge in the allied former Soviet Socialist Republic, Belarus. This is Senator Warner, clip 22.
Do we have any idea where Prigozhin is?
Well, I understand literally as I was coming on air that he is says he's in Minsk, and he actually is, and get this is just reports that he is in one of the only hotels in Minsk that doesn't have any windows. And I say that because, again, this has been in public reporting, that there have been a number of Russian individuals who have gotten run afoul of Putin over the last year and a half, who have mysteriously fallen out of 5th, 6th, 7th floor windows. So if he is in Minsk in a hotel with no windows, that would show at least what his mindset is in terms of how his relationships are with Putin at this point.
Minsk, of course, is the capital and the principal city of Belarus. The head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, spoke to reporters about the meaning, the great signal that the world should take from this Wagner Group coup or attempted coup or aborted coup, what is necessary to understand from the message of these events. Listen, clip 4.
We see the weakness of the Russian regime, and it also demonstrates how difficult and dangerous it is for President Putin to be reliant on mercenaries that has actually turned against him. And it also demonstrates that it is hard to predict exactly what will now happen in the next days and weeks, but we should not make the mistakes that we are underestimating the Russians.
Okay, and Putin, it is 10 p.m. in Moscow now, so this is obviously the message that we'd been awaiting from Vladimir Putin, who says all necessary steps taken to neutralize the mutiny. The Russian president vowed that the individuals involved in criminal activity over the weekend would face justice. Whether or not that includes Yevgeny Prigozhin or not, we don't know. Mr. Putin went on to claim that the armed rebellion would have been suppressed anyway, adding that all necessary steps were taken to neutralize the mutiny. He said any blackmail is doomed for failure. Russia's Putin thanked also those Wagner fighters who helped avoid bloodshed. Mr. Putin thanked them for fighters and commanders who stood down. Putin said he would honor his promise to allow Wagner fighters to relocate to Belarus if they wanted. or to sign a contract with the defense ministry to go on fighting, or simply to return to their families. He made no mention in his speech tonight about the mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, who led the mutiny. The speech, the address, was not a substantial speech. It was roughly 5 minutes, and obviously it's just in the process of being translated now. The piece by Amy Knight, who's a historian, most recently she's an author of a book called Orders to Kill, The Putin Regime and Political Murder. She writes, Mr. Prigozhin, financier of the Wagner Group private army, has conducted a bitter feud with Vladimir Putin's generals for months. But recently he went to alarming extremes. In early June, after Wagner forces captured the commander of Russia's 72nd Brigade, Mr. Prigozhin's social media channel showed a video in which the officer confessed to ordering his troops to fire on a Wagner Group convoy. That same day, Mr. Prigozhin called for Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, and Valery Gerasimov, the chief of the general staff, to be executed by a firing squad because of Russia's failing campaign in Ukraine. He warned of a civil war in Russia similar to what occurred in 1917, that the time of the original Bolshevik Revolution, if the military leadership wasn't replaced. Now, that war, which civil war that lasted between 1917 and about 1923, was incredibly bloody. And what a nightmare. The impact on American politics, does this add to Americans feeling even worse about our country, with 74% of Americans of every party thinking we're on the wrong track? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVet and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order, plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved, or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
It is outrageous.
And in on the Michael Medved Show, in her column about the current situation still not definitively settled in Russia, some say that Mr. Putin failed to rein in Mr. Prigozhin and the semi-independent Wagner group, because he didn't want to alienate the ultranationalists. As a former Kremlin speechwriter puts it, the regime simply cannot afford to repress representatives of the so-called patriotic camp. Mr. Putin also might have used Mr. Prigozhin's attacks to deflect responsibility for the war's multiple failures from himself, and considered Mr. Prigozhin and his Wagner group a counterbalance to the faltering Russian military. Wagner's military forces weren't a counterweight to the regular army. Most of the group's experienced soldiers are in Africa and Syria, while those fighting in Ukraine, 10% of Russian forces there, are recruited convicts with little training. Mr. Prigozhin's men captured Bakhmut in May, but paid with staggering casualties. Contrary to speculation about Mr. Prigozhin's future as a political leader, his criminal past, he was in jail for about 10 years. Crude speech, yep, and the brutality of his mercenaries, and his lack of a formal government position made his success as a politician unlikely. As a Kremlin analyst named Andrei Kolesnikov put it, outside of ties with the state and its resources, the phenomenon of Prigozhin could not exist. Having occupied the headquarters of the Southern Military District in Rostov-on-Don, which is a city of about a million, which was occupied over the weekend by Prigozhin and the Wagner group, Prigozhin's army started moving toward Moscow on Saturday. But Mr. Prigozhin, doubtless aware that his troops were no match for Russia's, ordered them to turn back. The crisis has been resolved through negotiations with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko and the Wagner leader has pulled his troops out of Russia. But the damage to Mr. Putin's image, writes Amy Knight, will be permanent, especially since no criminal charges have been leveled against Mr. Prigozhin for slandering the war effort, while dozens of his fellow citizens have been charged with treason for quietly raising questions about it and have been sentenced, in fact, to long prison terms. The entire situation is extraordinary, and it indicates one of the reasons that there should be optimism about reaching some kind of successful settlement in this war. The military experts who are looking at the situation now are saying that the Ukrainian counteroffensive, which has been making very slow progress, should be greatly encouraged by this, which obviously you've seen some of the attempts they've had to hold rallies and big events to try to boost morale in the Russian home front. But it's been tough. And meanwhile, here in the United States, we have other concerns about China, particularly the idea of the possibility of a military base, which almost brought us to war when they stationed missiles in Cuba. If the Chinese really are planning to establish a military presence in Cuba, 90 miles away from America, what would that mean for our country and our security? Secretary of State Blinken made the media rounds on speaking mostly about what's going on in Russia, but he also talked about the relationship between China and Cuba. This is Secretary of State Blinken over the weekend, clip 7.
Are we going to prevent China from having a military base on the island of Cuba?
We have been not only looking, but also engaging in a number of countries over the last couple of years where China's trying to get a foothold. And we've been engaged diplomatically in a number of places.
Yeah.
And we've had some success in either preventing that, delaying that, or turning that around. We continue to do that. I've raised that directly with my Chinese counterparts. They know where we stand on that issue.
I noticed you say you raised it with your Chinese counterparts. We have no relations still with Cuba. I mean, this decision to pull back relations with Cuba, did we not just throw them into the arms of the Chinese?
No, we actually have raised this with the Cubans as well. So they also, for them, there's right. No secret about the concerns that we have and the fact that we're watching this very carefully.
And they still haven't solved what was happening at the U.S. To the U.S. diplomatic personnel in Havana and what they were using to cause loss of hearing, brain damage. It's all very serious. This is Blinken speaking with Chuck Todd, of course, on NBC just a moment ago. And he talks directly about to Chuck Todd on NBC about concerns about any military presence of China and Cuba. This is clip 8.
Are we going to make sure it doesn't happen? Is this a line in the sand?
Again, we've made clear that this is a real concern. And as I said, in a variety of places where China's tried to get a foothold militarily or with intelligence, we've been not only looking at that, we've been taking action to try to push back, and we've had some success.
And then Secretary Blinken with Margaret Brennan of CBS. This is clip 9.
President Biden called Xi Jinping a dictator. How much did that hurt the work you did?
Margaret, one of the things that I think you heard me say during the trip and after the trip is the main purpose was to bring some greater stability to the relationship. But one of the things that I said to Chinese counterparts during this trip was that we are going to continue to do things and say things that you don't like, just as you're no doubt going to continue to do and say things that we don't like. And if you look at what comes out of the
Chinese foreign ministry on a daily basis,
you'll hear that. The president always speaks candidly. He speaks directly. He speaks clearly, and he speaks for all of us.
Okay, the truth is the president made a mistake to make that unscripted remark. I mean, it's obvious. Certainly not the first one where Joe Biden has slipped in that regard. With Margaret Brennan, this is Blinken again on basically China's involvement with the other crisis with Russia and Ukraine. Clip 13.
You also said that Chinese officials assured you they won't provide legal assistance to Russia, but that Chinese companies are. According to U.S. Treasury, Chinese companies have also done business with the Wagner Group. Have you reached out to the Chinese about trying to gauge what is happening on the ground inside Russia now?
Again, I can't get into any diplomatic contacts that we may or may not have had, but you're exactly right that when it comes to the visit, the Chinese did reiterate to us, as well as to many other countries, that they have not and will not provide lethal military assistance to Russia for use in Ukraine. I also raised the concerns that you said about Chinese companies providing that kind of support and pressed them to be vigilant about that. I'm sure they're making their own assessments about what's happened inside of Russia in recent days.
Okay, then with things changing as rapidly as they are, those assessments may change as well. Meanwhile, back here in the USA, the basic disgust in the part of the great majority of Americans about what's going wrong in America. 74% think we are headed in the wrong direction. There are only two incumbent presidents who have had that kind of disapproval, and they both lost when they ran for re-election, George Herbert Walker Bush being one of them, and Jimmy Carter. Actually, it was George W. Bush was the other because of the recession and terrible economic breakdown. So where do we go politically? We will talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.